Hey, this is Ken. Tonight we're playing with 1,000-point teams. I'm running 1,022 points with the unique unit Spectro and Pilot, a Novacat unique unit Chief and Pilot. Again, a pair of Morning Stars and a pair of Mars Assaults, but I've added combat techs and a Savior repair vehicle.
And my 993-point team consists of a Morrigan, a Spider, a Locust, two Attack APCs, two Hans main battle tanks, one Amphibious APC, two Mobile HQs, a Mars assault tank, a Winston combat vehicle, and a Carnivore assault tank. And we will see just who wins shortly.
And I'm back. It's the next night. The game didn't last very long because Ken had to go back to work, but the game was not over. There was no winner. We called it a draw after three turns. It only went three turns because I had a lot of units, and that takes more time. That was a good game. We might actually reposition everything next time we play and continue that game to see who was going to win, because that one was going either way by the time it was over. Ken did some serious damage and took out several of my units, but I had a lot of vehicles, and my mechs were low-point mechs, so taking them down is easy. We had our first mid-air nuke. It was actually high enough up in the air that nothing got hit by the explosion, although several units got shut down. Both of my command units got shut down. Thank you very much. One of my mechs was the cause of the explosion, so it was gone. The other mech didn't get shut down, and I was able to come around and try a flanking maneuver that failed. But I was able to start doing some serious damage to the Chief King Crab. Really did start pounding on him. That Hans main battle tank and the Carnivore combined, that's a nasty combination. I'll have to do unit reviews on them. They both have like 9s or 10s for their attacks. And with nobody moving extended range, I could reach out and I could get him a long way before he could ever get to me. That was my plan. He walks that Novacat up, and that Novacat's nasty. Its energy weapon has a 16-inch range. Has 4 shots on its one energy weapon. So he's got 4 shots. He only gets 1 heat out of it. That's nasty. And most of the time, the shots have T-Simp. So every time he shoots at a mech, he has a chance of shutting it down. But he was shooting at vehicles, so he couldn't shut me down. And I had longer range on my ballistic, so I was able to reach out before he got to me, because I knew if he ever got up to me, I was dead. That's just all there is to it. 4 or 5 clicks per shot with that Novacat. 2 on one target, 2 on another, and both targets would be gone. He rolled 666s on me once. That was fun, let me tell you. I had good die rolls, but I was missing by 1 all night long. 4 or 5 attacks in a row. I missed by 1 on all but the last one. And that one missed by 4. When I hit, it was great. But hitting was the hard part. So, 3 turns. An hour, maybe a little less. We actually didn't keep real rigid track of the time. Because when Ken got to the house, he had to eat. We had dinner ready for him. So, a little less than an hour. 3 turns, but several more units than normal. 1,000-point teams normally runs, 7 units, 8 units. I had 9 or 10, whatever it was. I didn't count. No clear winner and no way to predict a clear winner. That one would have gone down to the last vehicle. If Ken had won, he would have paid dearly for it. If I had won, it would have been just barely. Because after the Novacat and the King Crab, he still had 2 Mars tanks to come over and pound on me some. And he also had that Raven Spectro that was running around and just dodging everything. Either way, fun game, and we will play again and give you another report.
And we are live in the dining room again. We have a trifecta tonight. Dave has finally decided to join us and lose badly.
He exists,
just like Ken. And like I said before, Ken is not a figment of my imagination. I would never do that. Dave is entirely a figment of my imagination. Either way.
You're going to have to stand up and lean over, Ken, because the board will not reach any further than that.
Hold on.
Ken is not as skinny as he used to be.
Anyway, so running my usual frontline team, Novacat, a Chief King Crab piloted, Spectro piloted, pair of Morningstar mobile HQs, pair of Mars assault tanks, a Savior, thank God, repair, and a couple of combat techs.
And Dave?
What's up, everybody? Well, let's see. Where should I begin? I've got three massive cannons, one of which can reach across the board.
Names.
One of the big cannon is the Paladin, and then I have two cannons, which are just regular towed AA artilleries. I have two command units, both Morningstars, and I've got my famous Marauder. I've got my buddy's Novacat. Yeah, whatever, Clay. And I have a Peacemaker, which is going to be loaded down with all kinds of extra equipment and a pilot. I have a tank, which is a Condor tank, and I have a APC.
Okay, we're running 1,000-point teams, by the way. We're all close to it, a little over, a little under. All right, I am running the same thing I ran on the last game, which you just heard about. I have two J12, I'm sorry, J12A1s. Excuse me. Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to edit all of this out. I have two attack APCs. I have two mobile HQs that are not Morningstars. I have a carnivore tank. I have an amphibious APC, two gun nests, one Winston combat vehicle, one Mars assault tank, two Hans main battle tanks, and my mech for this game is a Zeus piloted with Colonel Jamie Wolf and heavy armor added to it. And the game report will follow in a moment.
And I'm back in the recording studio a couple of days after that game. That game went very well, but not for me. But when I'm playing against Ken and Dave, that's always the way it goes. Seems to be the way it always goes with me anyway. I just can't win. Oh, I put good teams, and I do good things. I just can't win. And I had some good die rolls that were always one or two low. I had some horrible attack requirements. I had one where I had a 25 defense and a 5 attack value. It's just, you know, a vehicle that had been hit a couple times going up against a Malice that was in full power with a pilot. Oh, my God. 25. I needed a 20. I needed a critical to hit. You got to be kidding me. Of course, a critical is only a 13. 2 6s and 1. I couldn't get a critical. Thank you, Dave. First time Dave's been able to come over and play in ages because he's going to school and working and internship and all kinds of stuff, and he does that to me. I don't know if I'm going to invite him back. Well, I am, just so I can hit him with a bat or something. I don't know. And Ken did what he always does. He put a King Crab out and a Nova Cat, sent the King Crab after me, and we were having a little fight, but every round he'd take a tank, and I'd hit him, and he'd take another tank, and I'd hit him, and he'd take another tank. We only got to play for a couple hours. We got 4 or 5 turns, maybe. With 3,000-point teams, it's going to take a while. Especially if crappy die rolls. We all had crappy die rolls for a while. It was a lot of attacks that didn't hit anything. And poor Dave, he shot up my Zeus really well, did 20 points to the Zeus in one turn, took him 5 units to do it. And it was, God, he had like 13 or 14 attacks. And he just, you know, he hit good when he hit, but he couldn't hit with everything. He did 20 clicks. He killed the unit. He did not nuke it. I was hoping he would. He was 4 clicks from nuking the unit, and the nuke would have been great because he was right in the middle of all of Dave's units. It would have decimated Dave. But I couldn't even win by dying. And that's what happens when I play. But I keep coming back for more. I don't know, maybe I'm a sadist or something. I don't know, I'm masochist, sadist, whatever it is. I'm coming back for more suffering every time we play. And we're playing again next Friday And probably Dave's going to come over, but Ken won't be, so at least I won't have to fight these stupid Nova Cats. Either way, we had a good game. We had to knock off early because everybody had to get up early the next day. So we quit 11:15, 11:30 at night, something like that. No big deal. Ken couldn't get over until later, so we didn't get to play at 6 like normal. If we'd started at 6, we could have played probably the whole game. No big deal. We had hot dogs and chips and beer and Dr. Pepper, and the cat was getting in the way and playing with her measuring tapes and everything. It was a great time. Great night. A great game. I had a good team. Ken had a good team. Dave had a good team. I didn't have as good a team, but it was fun. And it wasn't over when we quit. It wasn't over by a long shot. I probably wasn't going to win, but I may have. You never know. Because I could have just let Ken and Dave go at it and sat back in my corner and waited. And I did have several tanks that hadn't gotten into the battle yet. So Ken was having to come through tank after tank after tank to get me. And every time he'd come in, I'd hit him with something. So I was wearing the King Crab down slowly but surely. And he was quickly getting his repair unit in the range of my gun nest, where I was just going to plink, 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 and take the repair unit down, thus eliminating his ability to keep King Crab going. Then I still had two Mars tanks on his back lines to contend with. I'll deal with that when the time comes. And die miserably. Next time, gentlemen, next time, I'll try to die just a little slower.